Kenneth Fowler had had an awful season. Everything he'd planted had been eaten by blackbirds just as soon as he scattered the seed. Fire had destroyed his blueberry ground at raking time, and termites had ate up his ice house. And atop of that, a stray cat had drowned in his well. By October, he decided he'd better go out and stock up food for the winter. Loading up his gun, the one with the side-by-side barrels, he started into the woods to find some game. All day long, he walked without firing a shot. Fact, he was all set to head in just about sundown when he spied a fox behind a rock about 2 rods distance. Taking careful aim, he almost squeezed the trigger when he sighted another fox about 20 feet away from the first. Well, he aimed somewhere in between. The shot hit a rock, split it in two, and killed both foxes. The kick from the gun knocked him into the stream behind him, and when he came to, his right hand was on a beaver's tail, his left hand on an otter's head, and his trouser pockets were so full of trout that a button popped off his fly and killed a partridge.